Alright, good evening everyone and welcome dito sa Grow Deep Podcast. Kasama niyo naman ako si Matthew. And tonight we want to talk about something that alam ko na napagdaanan na ng marami sa atin. In one way or another, you have experienced having a breakup or maybe someone nakakilala mo na nagkaroon ng breakup sa buhay nila. Ang breakups ay napaka-importante na pag-usapan dahil it deals about interpersonal relationships. And tonight, I have asked two of my very good friends to join here with me, no? Unang-una, si Ate Benny Guillermo. Nandito siya, no? Ate Benny is a family and marriage counselor. She works with families and individuals affected by cases of dysfunctions and extramarital affairs, no? Yan ang ministry ni Ate Benny. At kasama din namin ngayon, si Louie. Ayan, si Louie. Yay! Alright. Si Louie ay isang school administrator. She's a child and adolescent counselor. She loves food, naks, ganyan, traveling, nature, music, and arts, ganyan, no? And she works with underprivileged children and teens as well as students and teachers and staff, no? So, i-welcome natin sila. Yes! Yay! Alright! Okay. Welcome to the show, Louie and Ate Benny!
Thank you, Direct Matt, for having us. It's such an honor. And thank you.
Hello, everyone. Louie.
Woo, Ate Ben. What's my name?
Nandito na tayo sa Grow Deep. Nandito na tayo sa Grow Deep. Ang ating pinakaabangan pa. Rin na tayong mag-resign sa kung ano-ano nga ng mga pinagagawa natin. Salamat po, Direct Matty, for having us again. Such an honor to be here.
Nako,
and salamat po sa mga lahat ng nanonood ngayon sa atin.
Right. And ang pag-uusapan natin tonight, Ate and Louie, no, ay yung tinatawag na breakups. Paano pag sinabi bang breakup, ano talaga ang ibig sabihin nito? Para lang malinaw, no? Pag sinabi nating breakup, ano ibig sabihin ng pag sinabing breakup?
Ay, maganda yan. Yung i-define muna natin.
Define muna natin kasi baka mamaya.
Defining the terms, yan, no?
Ganyan.
Define mo!
Actually, may nagtanong sa akin sa Instagram kasi shinare ko nga itong pin-remote ko nga ito. May nagtanong sa akin, nakipag-break ka na ba? Ganon. So parang, meron kasing concept na ang breaking up is for people in a relationship or
okay,
label lang. But I think otherwise. People, kahit walang label, no? Kahit walang label, no? Basta meron kayong intimacy at understanding with one another, pwede nating tawaging breakup yun. Kasi kapag ka-breakup, pinutol mo or tinatapos mo yung relationship. Or
yeah,
you're putting a period to it. Hindi semicolon, hindi colon, it's a period.
Yan. Period tapos enter, enter, enter. Wala nang dot, dot, dot. No?
Ganyan. Hindi sa ellipsis. Ganun.
Ganyan. Pero alam mo, gusto ko yung sinabi mo ha, kasi yung para sa ibang tao, makukonsider mo lang na breakup ang isang bagay kapag ka nagkaroon talaga ng label, no?
Pagka-jowa mo, pag official.
Di ba? Pero tama ka, nangyayari yun, na kahit na hindi naman nagkaroon ng label, pero dahil alam nyo naman pareho na meron kayong relationship, no?
It's
na
true.
Romantic, meron kayong intimacy with each other. Makukonsider nga naman na breakup yun. Tama yan, no? So,
ang
sino ngayon?
Ang ganda na sinabi mo, Direct Matt, na nilagyan mo siya ng romantic relationship. So, dun tayo yung lalaro. Yun ang ating context ngayon sa romantic relationship breakups. Yan.
Tama. Ate Benny, kung meron tayong mga taong kausap today, sino naman sila? How would we describe them?
I love that question, Direct Matty. Ano? I feel like anyone can benefit from listening to the show today, ano? Kasi basically mas limited na ang ating interaction ngayon at mas challenging kung paano tayo makipag-connect or even disconnect from people. So I feel like if you are someone na nag-iisip kung ano ba, okay pa ba to, nag-grow pa ba ako sa relationship na to, then this show tonight is for you. And if you are also wondering kung paano nga ba talaga naman makitungo sa isang tao, minsan nga kahit hindi mo karelasyon na romantically, I like the definition of Louie, ano? So basically anyone who has an intention na magkaroon ng emotional cut-off, may it be sa kaibigan, may it be sa jowa, ano, or tropa or kung ano man, I think meron silang matututunan dito sa pakikinig dito sa episode na
ito. Tama. Na-realize ko lang, no, kasi minsan, 'di ba, if you want to break up, you keep it to yourself, 'di ba? Hindi mo masyadong pinag-uusapan. Pag may pinagdadaanan ka na ganito, ano eh, parang ano, you against the world yung pakiramdam eh. Parang ambigat eh. Kaya ano, shout out sa lahat ng tao na may parang ganitong pinagdadaanan right now. Alam mo, you don't have to overthink it dahil tutulungan namin kayo na ma-realize kung ano-ano ba yung mga pwede nating maisip kapag ka dumadaan tayo sa breakups. So, ano ba yung tips natin, Louie and Ate Benny, pagdating sa mga breakups, no? Paano ba dapat makipag-break? Ano ba yung mga tips natin dyan?
Okay, napakaganda ng panimula mong tanong. Direct, talagang puntong-punto ka agad, ano? I just have to say a bit of a disclaimer, ano? Kasi ako rin naman, hindi naman ako expert in the breakup department. Dahil hindi rin naging maayos ang aking pakikipag-break, ano? For the reason na hindi ko pa nga talaga naman alam paano, ano? But perhaps, you know, ang ilalatag ko lang yung premise ko dito, Direct Matt, ano? Siguro maaari tayong makakuha ng tawag dito ng modelo mula doon mismo sa ano, sa Civil Code of the Philippines na tinuro sa akin pa to ng airpad ko. Ang sabi lang doon, I think this is in chapter 2 article 19 yata to, ang sabi niya parang every person must in the exercise of his right and performance of his task act justly, give everyone his due, and observe honesty and good faith. So yan. tatlong bagay, act justly, what do you call that? Give everyone his due and observe honesty and good faith. Because of that, Direct Matt and Ma'am Louie, I feel like meron tayong apat na bagay na pwedeng ikutan sa ating dialogo ngayon. At unang-una na doon is, kung tayo ay mag-give ano, ng due sa bawat isa, that is the worth, no? The recognition and the respect for everybody's worth. Number one, miga, amigo, walang takutan pag nag-break up. Walang hamunan or takutan.
Walang takutan or hamunan.
Pangalawa, walang ganon. Dapat wala yun sa vokabularyo natin, mga miga-migo, ano? Pangalawa, okay? Walang kasinungalingan. Walang kasinungalingan dapat. Okay? At ang pangatlo natin, walang paspasan or madalian. And ultimately, okay, the last, walang gamitan. Okay?
Yan, grabe.
Walang gamitan. Would you allow me, Direct Matt, to explain this further?
Ay, of course naman. Very explain away. Lang, diba?
Explain away na kasi nanggigigil ako on behalf of Louie.
Teka. Pero gusto, alam mo ate, punta tayo dun sa una. Walang takutan or hamunan. What do we mean when we say kapag break up, walang takutan at hamunan? Ayan.
Walang takutan, Direct Matt. Kasi the moment that you include fear in the interaction, pag fear-ridden at fear-driven na yung human interaction, automatic defenses are up. Automatic. Okay. Yeah. Papalaran. Automatic, gagawin nila kung ano para hindi sila masaktan. Okay? Right. And when our defenses are up, okay? Ito yung mga pagkakataon na we are most far from who we truly are.
Okay, so parang
dahil
pagka
pag malayo tayo,
pag takot tayo, pagka defensive tayo, meron tayong pinipili, no, parang nangyayari, tinatago natin yung totoong tayo, yung totoong nararamdaman natin in a situation. Tama ba? Ganun ba?
Absolutely. We are more inclined to wear masks. Yeah. Diba? Mm. Kasi kumbaga, bago mo pa ako takutin, aba, uunahan na kitang takutin. Diba? So may mask na kagad. O even though deep inside, takot ka rin. Diba?
Right.
So, may ganun tayo. So, alisin lang muna natin sa dialogo yung magtatakutan tayo. Hamuna. Sige, ano, gusto mo? Break na lang. Di wala na. Tuldok na lang. Kung tuldok. Diba?
Okay.
Takutan ka agad. So, defensive ka agad ang parehong participants in that human interaction. So, when we have masks, we are more likely inclined to lie. Alam mo yun? Say things that are, you know, not true para sa ating sarili or be someone na hindi tayo. Right?
Tama,
so, kapag simungaling tayo, diba? And when we are not close to who we truly are, tendency natin, we feel a lot of things. in psychology, na activate tayo, nagkakaroon tayo ng anxiety, nag-worry tayo, 'di ba? Feeling natin kailangan nating maging we prop up ourselves in such a way na sobrang layo talaga kung sino tayo. Mm. Sobrang layo. We say things na hindi talaga from the heart.
Correct. 'Di
ba? So ang nangyayari,
may ibang tao in the house.
Ginagawa natin is paspasan tayo.
Yeah. Tama, Louie. Agree ano ako dyan. Sa...
Lagi ibang tao in the house. True.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Because of that, nagmamadali tayo, di ba? Nagmamadali tayong takasan natin yung unpleasant emotion. Right. And when we do not want to confront that unpleasant emotion, tendency natin, out of anxiety, we orient ourselves towards other people, things na nasa external. Mm. Pero ang danger nga lang naman doon is nagagamit natin yung taong yun, no, to distract ourselves from what is truly inside of us. And that is the perhaps the sentiment na, uy, wag, huwag mo naman akong iwan. Huwag ganun. Masakit
oo,
eh.
Oo nga. Diba? Yeah. Mm. Masakit talaga to mga breakup. Pero tama yung sinabi mo, ate, na hindi dapat natin unahin ng nagpagtatakutan yung discussion, no, or yung usapan kapag nakikipag-break. Kasi ang gusto nating mangyari, di ba, pag break up, mas maganda na kalmado, hindi led by emotions. No?
That's right. Ang
ganda ng tip na yan, ate.
Yeah.
Great tip.
Pangalawa mo, Ate Ben?
Yung pangalawa ko, like I said, is walang kasinungalingan. Di ba? Mm. We want to observe honesty and good faith. Diba? Meron lang ako, I know of a person, you know, direct Mati and Louie, na parang tinanong ko, bakit nga ba kayo naghiwalay nun? And then suddenly, inisip niya, nakalimutan ko na eh, hindi ko na talaga alam kung bakit.
Ayan, nagka-amnesia na. May amnesia, diba? Girl na yun.
May amnesia girl.
Diba?
May amnesia girl.
Hindi nila masyadong na-identify yung rason kung bakit nga ba tayo magtatapos ng ating relationship. And because of that, hindi rin nagiging helpful, kasi if we intend to move to, you know, to engage in another relationship, hindi nagiging fresh sa utak natin na ano yung mga mali na dapat natin iwasan.
Good.
Correct.
Diba? Sa susunod na relationship. So,
yeah.
I feel like, yeah, it's very important. Pawang katotohanan lang po, mga amigo-miga, ano? Lalo na kay, ano, Ira Velasco. Pawa ka totohanan lang. Ira, hindi to para sa'yo. Itong episode na to, hindi to para sa'yo.
Yeah, ngayon. Tama. Tama yan. Shout out lang sa lahat ng nakikinig sa atin tsaka nanonood sa Facebook. Na. Welcome kayo dito sa podcast namin. Kami ang Grody Podcast. Kung mayroon kayong tanong or tips, bakit di nyo i-comment? Para naman mamaya-maya, masagot-sagot natin kung may problema kayo sa breakup. No? Sabi ni Ate Benny, walang kasinungalingan. And I really like that kasi sometimes, no, ang basic na breakup line is this isn't working, it's not you, it's me. Mga ganyan, no? Tapos hindi talaga nililinaw kung bakit nga ba. So sinasabi mo, Ate Benny, na dapat talaga i-lay down 'yon kung bakit kaya makikipag-break.
Absolutely. Kumbaga bare minimum na lang 'yon, direct Mati, ano, na parang
nako, naghang si Ate Benny. Ate Benny, naghang ka. Pero alam ko maganda yung sinasabi mo. Ikaw, Louie, tuloy mo lang, Louie. Sa tingin mo, bakit? Bakit importante yun?
I think it's very important na ma-lay down yung ating reasons, no, kung bakit
especially harder to know the reason bakit hindi ako magiging Mrs. Velasquez. Ito lang din para sa pinagdaanan natin, di ba? Total, naging na-enjoy ko naman.
Dati, Benny. Ate Benny, okay lang.
Ayun. It's very important kasi syempre, like what Ate Benny said earlier, pag hindi natin nailatag ng maayos yung mga reasons na to, this might carry on into our next relationship. It will be the ghost of the past. It could be, you know, it would be the ghost that will be haunting you in your next relationship because you weren't able to address what is wrong, what's not working in the relationship.
Tama. Ate Ben, naghang ka, no? So, Pare-pares tayo naghangan tayo sa isa't isa.
Okay na ba?
Okay na. Continue.
Naghangan tayo. Yeah, okay na. Kasi kanina naging ano ko eh, naging super slow-mo. Yeah. So, pero tama yan yung naghahang, no? Ang nangyayari pag nakikipag-break, okay, hinahang yung patotohanan.
Ayan. Diba? Ang ganda ng hugot mo dyan, Direk Matt. Gustong-gusto ko yan, yung pag-integrate mo ng ano ng ating reality, no?
Right, hinahang yung patotohanan. So dapat kapag ka nakikipag-break tayo, maganda kahit na mahirap, kahit na masakit, no, ang sinasabi ni Louie tsaka ni Ate Benny, kailangan masabi natin, maging courageous tayo na ano, sabihin kung bakit talaga tayo makikipag-break.
Right.
Tama ba? Ate Ben, baka gusto mong balikan yung sinasabi mo kanina.
Tama yon, Direk Matt. At Louie.
Okay. Baka ano, medyo nagsislow down ata yung... Medyo nagsislow down ata yung internet connection. Yan, kaya bumabagal.
Ate Benny,
yeah, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Okay. So yun, ang sinabi ko lang naman kanina, Direk Matt, is parang... yun na lang yung minimum requirement na parang respetuhan na lang din sa relationship by at least, you know, showing me the truth kung bakit, bakit hindi tayo magtutuloy hanggang sa altar, diba? Yeah, dapat maging ano, paramount sa bring up yung observance of honesty. Truth-telling, ika nga.
Love that. Great. So let's go to the third one. No, ang third na tip from Ate Benny is walang mabilisan or paspasan pagdating sa breakup. Ano ibig sabihin niyan, Ate?
Oo, alam mo, walang mabilisan dapat. Pero I feel like Louie can describe this and explain this further.
Okay,
ano,
sige. Louie, ikaw naman.
Ayan, maganda dito sa walang mabilisan at paspasan. No? Meron tayong tinatawag na pre-breakup. Okay, meron tayong... Bago tayo makipag-break, syempre yun, hindi natin dapat yun, hindi it decision to break up katulad ng sinabi ni Ate Benny earlier na walang katakutan. Walang takutan or hamunan. It should not come out of the blue, out of the spur of the moment na parang nag-away kayo. Break na tayo, ayoko na sa'yo, whatever, no. It has to be, it's not something that you rush into, and it's not a decision that you do in a snap of a finger or in a blink of an eye, no. Mm. This is something that you have to sit on and think thoroughly. So, meron tayo, diba, sa breakup, meron dyan yung dalawang tao yan eh. Meron yung unwanted or yung hindi natin unwanted na breakup to for the person. Meron din yung person na wanted or the person
I want it.
I want it and I don't want it. But so for some people, meron yung mutual decision na we both don't want it. We both don't want it anymore, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So meron yung dumpy at saka yung dumper.
Naging dumpy or dumper ka na ba sa mga listeners natin? Na-experience yun na ba maging dumpy or dumper?
Ikaw ba yung nang-dump o ikaw yung na-dump? Okay.
Si
dumper, si dumper, okay?
Alin ka doon, Ate Lou?
Ikaw, Lou, ano, na-experience mo, Lou? Nagtanong kayo.
meron akong kaibigan, no, na doon natin idodraw sa yung XP, yung ating medyo context kung saan ako mag-speak from, no?
Okay,
may ano rin, may touch of personal experience, eh, kasi syempre, close ako dito sa taong to, no? Dumpy siya. Okay.
Dumpy siya. So, siya yung iniwan, gano'n?
Oo, siya yung iniwan.
Hashtag masakit. All right.
Yeah, so yun, tama yun, walang mabilisan or paspasan in that concept of yung kanina sinasabi natin, Benny, na merong justice pa rin tayo at respect and honor na binibigay dun sa tao, no? Hindi dapat natin to dinidesisyonan ng mabilisan. Okay? It's something that you the pre-breakup you have to consider siguro 3 things for me, ah. Your reasons for breaking up.
Bakit nga ba ikaw makikipag-break?
Which is something that you will, yung, sa concept ni Ate Benny kanina, na walang kasinungalingan. Dito mo yan nilalatag eh, yung reasons mo for breaking up. No?
Mm-hmm.
Think it through, sit with it. What's the other person making you feel? What's the relationship making you feel? No? Your health,
very important to consider your health. Is it being a threat to your health physically, emotionally, mentally? If this is a very abusive or toxic relationship, definitely it's something that you need to take action on, okay? This is something that you need to address. Kasi marami tayong klase ng breakup eh, diba? Iba-ibang mga breakup yan. But we're talking on the context of romantic relationships. So definitely some people merong relationships that are abusive, that are toxic. Meron may mga iba yung ginagaslight pa yung ano no, yung isa't isa sa mga arguments or sa mga issues nila. And number three is siguro things that you would consider is yung feelings on both sides. Anticipate how will this affect you both sa feelings nyo. Syempre, definitely this will be a painful experience for both parties. Dun sa dumper at saka sa dumpy.
Correct.
Usually may misconception tayo na hindi yun masakit for the one who dumps the person eh. And ang nagiging challenge for that person yung dumper, quote unquote, tawagin natin siyang si dumper, no? usually the person is robbed off of the grieving kasi hindi siya parang people and usually, 'di ba, friends and family, the inner circle or people even not in the inner circle will take sides.
Tama. Para kapag ka ikaw yung nang iwan, hindi sa iyo yung
empathy.
Hindi sa iyo pupunta, hindi sa iyo yung empathy ng mga tao, pero
ng tao.
Pag ikaw yung iniwan, sa iyo lahat sila, parang ang tanong is kawawa ka naman, iniwan ka. Pero pinapoint out mo na meron din palang on the side of the dumper.
Meron din yung mga dump. For example, you dump the person for the right reasons. Again, you consider the reasons if the relationship is abusive, if in the out on the outside yung press yung kung ano yung projection niyo sa tao, very mushy-mushy, very okay kayo, pero sa loob ng relationship niyo hindi pala ganoon, iba pala ang dynamics niyo, 'di ba? May yun nga yung sinasabi ko kanina, may ibang tao in the house. Na-pick up ko yan sa Beings Together podcast naman, yung ibang tao in the house. So meron tayong tinatawag na nagsisinungaling pa rin sila, no? Hindi na tinatawag. Talagang ipa-plug natin isang podcast.
Oo naman. Oh, by the way, no, sa mga nakikinig, na-mention ni Louie, sila Ate Benny at saka si Kuya Ken, yung kanyang gwapong-gwapong hindi better half eh, but the same quality half. Ganun pa yun? Meron silang podcast. It's called The Beings Together Podcast, no? And maganda mapakinggan nyo. It's also all about relationships and yun nga, being together. Ganyan.
So yun, kaya hindi siya pwedeng walang paspasan at madalian. Hindi rin to, it's a long process. Okay, we're talking about emotions and relationships. It's like what I describe breakups as para sa akin na it's a death of a relationship. Para kang namatayan. Kasi tutukod mo eh. So parang tapos it's kind of like losing someone. Ang mas challenging lang dyan, no? Buhay yung tao. living and breathing person yun. Right. Alam mo, nag-exist pa rin siya. And it will be very challenging. So yun.
Yeah.
Paspasan.
Yeah. Isa sa mga sinabi ng
listeners. So my question
natin.
Ako,
sige, Ate Benny, Lu, question mo muna.
Yeah. My question ako, Ate Lu, tsaka Direct Matt. Kasi earlier, dinescribe sinabi ni Ate Louie na may iba't ibang klase ng breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it's a long process. Lalo na kapag yung relationship naman, maayos naman yung tinakbo ng relationship, di ba? You just know that this breakup will be painful. Kasi napaka-meaningful nung naging relationship. But for some reason, hindi ko alam bakit bigla na lang tayo mag-break. As opposed to yung mga breakup na bugso lang ng PMS, or bugso lang ng, I don't know, hindi na lang nagkikita. I'm not sure kung tama ba even to ask na parang meron bang mas masakit or mas mahapde na breakup sa dalawa? Direct Matt, from your perspective, yung lalaki perspective.
What breakup saan? Sa side ng guy?
Mm-hmm.
Sa well, dumpy at saka sa dumper.
Sa dumpy and dumper? Ganun ba?
Yeah, oo. Mas masakit ba yung breakup na na tawag dito, malalim yung pinagdaanan.
Ay, oo, ate. Alam mo, may mga breakup. Ako naniniwala ako may mga breakup na ano eh. Yung realization na hindi ako yung magbibigay sa'yo ng deserve mo. Ganon.
No?
So, may mga ganong klaseng breakup eh. Yun nga na-realize ko sa kwentuhan natin ngayon. Ang relationships, walang one size fits all talaga dito eh. No? Hindi siya pwedeng ganito nangyari sa iba, so ganito din yung mag-a-apply dito. Yung kung paano ko i-judge tong relationship na to, ganito din yung i-judge ko sa nangyayari sa isa ko pang kakilala or sa sarili kong relationship. Kasi we all break up for different reasons. And yun nga, gaya na sabi ko, may mga dumper. Yan. Talagang dun tayo nakapunta sa dumper. Yung mga may mga dumper na ang hirap-hirap para sa kanila na ituloy pa yung relationship kasi baka may pinagdadaanan silang matindi or na-realize nila na if I continue with this relationship, I'm not going to be the best for this other person. Does that make sense?
Parang yeah. Ganyan.
Na mahal kita enough to tell you na don't be with me. Parang ganyan. Okay, pwede ba yun? No?
Actually, direct Matt, narinig ko yan sa experience ng friend ko.
Ah, talaga?
Oo.
Narinig mo pala to sa experience ng friend ko.
Okay. Pero tuloy nag-iisip ako, yun ba talaga ang... Kasi, alam mo, honestly, ito, no filter, no?
Okay.
Naririnig ko madalas na excuse yan ng mga lalaki when break up with a woman. I don't know if this is because they're operating on fear or hindi, or alam mo, they're not being true to themselves. They just can't admit that they cannot commit to their relationship anymore. That they are fearful of a commitment.
Yeah.
Okay. Baka may hugot dito pero hindi ko alam na. I need to check and myself kung nag-aano pa ako.
Tanungin natin yung friend mo.
Baka may transference dun sa friend ko na nag-share sa akin.
Ganyan. Oh, pero alam mo, ako ganyan, no? Pagka may narinig ako ng story na ganyan, bakit ka nakipag-break, kunyari? Sasabihin niya sa akin, kasi hindi ko na siya napapasaya. Mga ganyan. Mga sobrang, ano eh, sobrang general lang na statement. Or kaya parang hindi ko mabigay yung deserve niya. Parang ganyan. And nagigets ko din. Kasi minsan, sinasabi naman nung kabila, okay lang naman sa akin yung nabibigay niya, masaya ako sa meron eh. Alam mo yun? Pero... ang dun sa kabila, yung dumper na nagsabing ayoko na kasi hindi
don't
ikaw
ako.
Don't
deserve this.
You don't deserve this.
May question lang ako dyan, no, Derek?
Yeah, sige.
nagbigay ka na very, very realistic scenario na
hindi
napapasaya. Masyadong, this person is too good for me, no? So, anong kayang issue doon? I think a better question to ask is, why is the person feeling that way about himself or herself? Mm. Bakit napipili mo na hindi mo deserve yung relationship, di ba? Bakit may ganun kang thinking? What is the other person, is the other person contributing to that? Okay? May ginagawa ba yung other person to make you feel that you don't deserve the relationship? Or, pwede rin kasi na you have past underlying issues. Pwedeng galing sa childhood mo na
pwede.
Just can't be happy. Hindi kaya ng sistema mo na this is something that you something na baka pinaparusahan mo yung sarili mo. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Na you don't deserve happiness. You don't deserve this kind of very good relationship. So, very, very good tong nirace na question ni Ate Benny at yung scenario yung binibigay mo. Kasi these are questions that you have to consider, no? And you have to search with yourself. Baka meron
tama.
Ka na personal issues na, you know, that you weren't able to resolve, that you are carrying into the relationship and is
right.
becoming a reason, quote-unquote. Kaya natin lagyan ng quote-unquote, baka kasi hindi talaga yung reason. Could be a projection. Pwede lang
right.
yung projection.
Tama talaga yun. Parang siguro it really hurts for both sides, but I'm going to say it's shockingly hurtful to the dumpy, di ba?
That's right.
Kasi hindi niya nakita eh. Hindi niya nakita.
Yun, hindi niya nakita.
Babalik tayo dun sa parang ganun ka-importante yung communication. Tapos na-realize ko lang din na you have to really you have to extend grace talaga. Yung kumbaga magbigay ka ng slack dun sa romantic partner mo kapag ka magbe-break up kayo. Kasi hindi lahat ng romantic partner merong open heart sa isa't isa all the time, 'di ba? Yung sinabi ni Ate Benny na defenses na tinataas natin kapag ka nagiging takutan or hamunan na yung relationship. Sometimes nakataas yung defenses dun pa lang sa mga small things na dapat pinag-uusapan nyo within the relationship. Kunyari, nasa gitna kayo ng relationship nyo. Dapat na pag-usapan nyo na yung isang bagay. Pero dahil takot ka, may defenses ka na, hindi mo ma-mention. So,
Omsim.
So, kung nag-break kayo dun sa 2-year mark, nag-break kayo sa 2-year mark or sa 1-year mark, pero sa 6-month mark pa lang, meron na kayong hindi na pag-uusapan kasi may isang tao na nahihiya magsabi, nahihiyang mag-open, parang dun pa lang nagli-lead yung ano eh.
That's right.
Dun pa lang, dun naiipon. So, naiipon siya, nag-break kayo 1 year. Di ba?
Right.
Nag-break kayo 1 year na kayo, pero sa 6th month nyo pa lang, meron na kayong hindi na pag-usapan na naiipon, tapos biglang si Dumper, sinabi niya, hindi ko na kaya. Sorry, napagod ako.
Sorry, naubos ako.
Sorry, naubos ako.
Speaking
of ubos.
Josh Lea pala to, napagukaya.
Sorry, hindi kita naprotektahan.
Oo. Mga ganyan, no? Right.
Yeah.
Yun, so...
Pero direct, isang question pa ako sa'yo. Kasi very curious ako, no, pagdating sa I don't know, dahil na rin siguro sa enforcement ng media, ano, na kung saan laging mas kawawa ang babae pag nagbe-break up, no? Pero that's why I'm curious ko what it's like for men, no? So siguro ang katanungan ko para sa inyo, direct, anong masasabi niyong, kasi nabanggit to kanina ni Ate Louie eh. So parang dapat na pag-uusapan, dapat totoo daw, dapat malatag kung ano talaga yung rason for break up. So direct, Matt, sa perspektibo ng mga lalaki, ano ba sa inyo ang maituturing legit or valid na rason for breakup?
Wow. Ayoko mag generalize ng statement, no, pero may kilala akong friend na mga friend natin. Madami tayong friend eh.
Okay.
Yung friend ko.
Sa tingin ko, pag nag-a-apply ata dito yung men are from Mars, women are from Venus, no? Na libro na nabasa ko dati. Ang lalaki, parang pag nag-project siya ng isang bagay na sa tingin niya, eto, ganito ah. Given na the circumstance is walang third party. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, kasi, di ba, yung iba ganun talaga. Nakikipag-break kasi meron na silang gustong iba or meron na silang ginojowa na iba. Ganun. Huwag tayo pumunta doon. Pumunta tayo doon sa okay kayo.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Maayos yung relationship nyo. Walang third party. Okay? No one is involved in any third party. Alam ko may hot issue ngayon na trending dahil sa third party na yan. Eh. So, kunyari, sabi ni GC Tuliba, yung tropa ko sa isa pang podcast, represent them well daw, mga tropang lalaki. So, guys, baka meron kayong comments dyan, tulungan nyo naman ako dito.
O, yung mga viewers natin, mag-comment nyo, answer Ate Benny's question.
Pero balik tayo na.
Send help!
Yeah, send help. Ganyan. Represent.
Direct, okay. Matt, ano sabi ng friend mo?
Ayan. Yung kakilala kong friend, no? There are reasons for a guy to say na ayaw na niya. Pag makikipag-break ang lalaki, ha? Sa tingin ko, ang lalaki, bago siya makipag-break, napag-isipan niya na matagal na yung isang bagay na hindi niya ma-hurdle. It's either natatakot siya, no? Na hindi niya kayang pangalagaan talaga yung babae. Kasi ang relationship, pressure din yan eh. Sa culture natin, di ba? Bilang mga lalaki, ikaw ang magpo-provide, ikaw ang dapat ganito, ikaw ang ganyan-ganyan, no? So, may mga ganong pressure. Pagka nararamdaman na ng isang lalaki na, oops, teka, parang hindi ko ata kaya yun. Okay. E di, ibig sabihin, para sa kanya, reason enough na yun. Kasi kung mahal mo talaga yung babae, ayaw mo siya na, tawag dito, ayaw mo na, hindi mo na bibigay yung best for her. Ganyan, no? So kung, again ha, walang third party to ha, okay? So nare-realize mo lang na hindi ko mabibigay yung best para sa kanya. And nakakahiya yun kasi hindi na ako yung knight in shining armor, no? Hindi na ako yun. Hindi na ako yung in love siya nung una kami nagkakilala kasi may mga aspect sa buhay ko na meron pa akong kailangang i-work out, no? So doon na feel nung lalaki na shucks, parang hindi ko ata kayang ibigay yung best, no? All right. So pag naramdaman niya na yon, hindi ko kayang ibigay yung best with what I have now. I can't be the knight in shining armor, no? Doon na siya mapapaisip. Doon na siya magsasabi sa sarili niya na paano naman to? Paano naman to? Ganyan. Kasi guys really want to be the knight in shining armor of women, no? Isa yon sa masasabi ko na dahilan enough para sa lalaki, ah, kahit nakakahiya, sasabihin niya yan sa babae, ayoko na. Baka hindi niya i-mention actually. Pwede niyang sabihin na you don't deserve.
Yes!
Pwede niyang sabihin yun. Pero at the back of his mind, na-evaluate na niya yung sarili niya and na-realize niya na ayoko na ikahiya ako nung partner ko dahil hindi pa ako tapos sa ganung aspect. Hindi pa ako established sa isang aspect. So makikipag-break na ako. Hindi dahil sa hindi kita mahal, hindi dahil sa nakikipaglokohan lang pala ako sa'yo, pero sa flow ng buhay na di ba, parang relationships are really dynamic. I mean, you can't deny na two people are living their lives at the same time and papunta sila dun sa point na nakikilala nila yung isa't isa at pag matanda na sila pareho, they're of age, nare-realize din nila kung nasan sila in terms of who they want to be in the future. Ganyan. Gusto ko ako ang knight in shining armor ng asawa ko, for example, no, as a lalaki. Tapos nakikita niya, oh, yung trabaho, hindi ako na-promote, na-lay off ako, ganito, ganyan. No? So, pag hindi na ako knight in shining armor, how does that affect my girlfriend? No? Baka hindi niya ako kayang tanggapin. Mga ganyang-ganyang fears. Eh. Kaya, sobrang importante na you really reassure and affirm unconditional love, eh. Pagka ano eh, nasa relationship kayo, no? So yun lang, I wouldn't say na it goes the same for all guys, especially dun sa mga may third party. Hindi kayo kasama doon, no? Huwag niyo muna alisin niyo muna yung third party, no? Okay, saka kayo mag-isip ng matino, pero yeah. I think that's one thing that happens to guys. Ayun, yun does that answer
napaka
your question?
Napakamalaman nun, direct mat, no? Yeah, it does answer your question. Napakalaman nung sinabi mo. And kung tutuusin mo yung thought process ng ganong klaseng tao, ano, meron nang bago pa man mag-break up, meron nang namumuong takot doon sa lalaki because right. Probably of the expectation, ano. Kaya more than ever nagkakaroon ng laman yung una nating premise na pag magbe-break up, wala nang dagdagan pa ng takutan or hamunan kasi tama. Even before that meron ng lingering na takot. Eh kung dadagdagan pa natin ito na, ano, break na lang. Kung break, gusto mo? Nahaheighten, di ba? So, napakamalaman nung sinabi mo, Direk Mat. Sana nakikinig yung ex ko na joke lang. Joke lang.
Yung ex ng friend mo.
Yung ex ng friend ko.
So, yeah. Punta tayo dun sa pangatlo. Asan na ba tayo? Nasa walang mabilisan or paspasan na ba tayo? Ganyan?
Tapos na tayo dyan. Doon tayo nga sa walang gamitan, Ate Benny.
Ayan, yung pang-apat. Ate Benny, walang gamitan. So, ang isa pang tip natin from Ate Benny, guys, is walang gamitan. Ano naman yun, Ate Benny?
Tama, direct mat, ano? Wala lang gamitan. Basically, because we wanna respect, no, yung worth ng tao. Kahit sinong tao. Okay. Kadalasan ano at medyo nakikita natin itong nagiging trend na kapag hindi natin nagugustuhan yung nararamdaman natin, yun na nga naghahanap tayo ng a person or kung activity, something that is from the external para ma-manage natin yung unpleasant emotion. It's either it's our way of managing or avoiding the unpleasant emotion, ano. At so kapag ginagamit natin ang tao, ano, para takpan, tapalan, i-distract ang ating mga sarili. Parang binaviolate natin at nire-reduce natin yung observance that the person, the other, has worth, and that person should not be treated as an object, should not be treated as a means to an end. Because
correct,
yung tao mismo, it's, that person is already an end in himself or herself. So to use that person for your personal agenda na parang, eh kasi iniwan ako, eh kasi hindi ko kayang mag-isa, parang ano lang, parang nagiging mababaw, nababiolate natin yung inherent worth ng tao. So babalik at babalik tayo doon sa sa Civil Code of the Philippines that give everyone his or her due. And that person demands that you treat him or her na may sariling ano, may sariling worth, na hindi siya basta-bastang gamit na or instrument para humilom ka or takasan mo yung sarili. So in effect, ang implication nito, Direk Matt and Ate Luis, wala mo nang ano, wala mo nang palitan ka agad ng ano, kumbaga 1 week lang yung ni-rest ng Facebook status mo, 'di ba? Nagkaroon ka na kaagad ng relationship. Wala
mo in a relationship agad, no?
Oo. Oo. Tsaka may mga tao, no, may mga tao na they stay in the relationship for what they get out of that relationship, no? Kuwari, hindi mo na ako makikipag-break kasi ano pa eh, I need him as a financer, ganyan, or I need her, ganyan. Parang wag mong i-abuse yung good traits ng romantic partner mo kapag ka meron ka na talagang desire na makipag-break. Kunyari, pinalad ka, nakahanap ka ng isang tao na napakagaling mag-affirm, no? Talagang kasi sometimes, 'di ba? Let's admit it, no? Our relationships also boost our egos, right? Nakaka-boost ng ego 'yan. Pagka alam mo na mayroong kang may nagmamahal sa iyo, pag may nagba-value sa iyo, nakaka-boost ng ego 'yan. Pero 'wag mo namang abusuhin 'yun. Kapag ka nakahanap ka ng isang tao na very affirming, tapos alam mo na na ayaw mo na, may plano ka na talaga makipag-break, no? Tapos tinatago mo kasi kailangan mo pa na ma-feed yung ego mo. Kailangan mo pa na may mag-affirm sa'yo. Ganyan, no? Huwag ganon. Yun din siguro yung isang example ng gamitan, no, ate?
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gamitan. Ako, mahirap yung gamitan. Which ano, no? Which brings me to yung isa sa mga pre-breakup na kailangan natin i-consider, no? Is for you to prepare and to plan it, no?
Right.
Bakit kailangan ba natin i-prepare at saka i-plan ang ating breakup? Kasi just as how you have planned and prepared into entering the relationship, you also have to plan and prepare into exiting or ending the relationship. Like what Ate Benny said earlier, no? Give the person what is due to the person. So if you entered with good intentions, no, if you entered with the relationship with all honesty and good intentions, you have to exit also the relationship with good intentions and in all honesty. So yung respect ibigay din natin dun sa person. Bakit kailangan iplano? Kailangan ako personally, sa mga nakikinig din sa atin, no, na meron na, 'di ba, kanina pinag-usapan, para kanino ba natin to? Who are we talking to? Those people in the place of, you know, maybe struggling, no? Yung nandun na sa in-between of, you know, am I gonna stay? Or should I fight for this? Or, you know, or should I leave? Or we're also talking to those people and all people in general, no? Who could benefit from this? Ako personally, I prefer, para sa akin, it tells a lot about a person when you break up. Tapos, and in the way that the person breaks up with you, for example, if through text lang, through chat, diba? Ibig sabihin that person doesn't give much of a value to you. Or ikaw mismo, ikaw na nagda-dump, si dumper. If you are that kind of person, you're not giving so much regard for the relationship or the person. Or ikaw, sa sarili mismo, ibig sabihin wala kang pagpapahalaga sa kahit anong, kung yung ganun ka-intimate na relationship, ganun mo tinatapos. How much more sa mga other relationships mo, di ba? Kung hindi mo kayang lagyan ng ganong respeto at ganong dignidad at ganong pagpapahalaga nearly in a relationship that is as intimate as your romantic relationship, then questionable lahat ng relationships mo, actually. Di ba?
So it's important for you, a practical na tip is to tell that person that you're special someone, that you want to talk about something very important. Okay? And you talk to the person in person. Kahit may COVID, ako, sige, practice natin.
Puntahan mo.
Social distancing. Video, kung LDR kayo, as in Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, magkaiba kayo ng, ano, ng mga pulo. Pulo talaga. Video chat man lang, di ba? Yung, as in, makita, mag-see kayo eye to eye, makita niyo yung isa't isa. At yun, you plan the location. Very important, no? Especially if the relationship is abusive earlier, no? Kanina sa briefing, may nabanggit ako at naalala ko gusto kong banggitin ngayon. If the relationship is very abusive, ako personally, I suggest that you take another person with you or someone who, sinasabi ni Ate Benny na who would regulate, outside regulator, no? Na who could witness or could protect you, make you feel safe when you break up with the abusive relationship. Kasi it has a tendency to, you know, the dumpy, quote-unquote, to hurt you, diba? Or to threaten you.
Tama.
So it's important that you, kaya importante to prepare and to plan the breakup. Kasi right. There are a lot of things that you have to consider when you're breaking up with the person. Just as how you have considered a lot of things
before
entering a relationship. So,
kumbaga ang point natin dito, yung mga bagay na naisip mo na reasons kung bakit ka makikipag-break, bigyan mo din ng effort na isipan kung paano mo talaga siya sasabihin at gagawin.
Yes. No? Precisely. Yeah.
Ang ganda nung sinabi mo, Ate Louie, na kailangan pagplanuhan din yung pag-exit sa relationship.
Right.
So, dito, posible din na kapag planado yung pag-exit ng relationship, ibig sabihin, meron ding mutual agreement na. Okay. So, I think the relationship perhaps has come to an end. So, meron ding parang free consent. Okay. So, I guess maghihiwalay na nga tayo. Then, yeah.
Tama.
So, napakaganda nung sinabi mo doon. And, this will also, kapag sinabi natin planning to exit the breakup, parang ang implication din nun, direct mat, is parang walang gamitan ng internet pag mag-break up.
Yeah.
Walang ganon. Walang ganon kung saan ilalambas mo or ito-talk down mo yung tao sa status, sa status post mo or what have you.
Tama.
Mas maganda na maayos, pulido din ang inyong paghiwalay. Kasi ang ganda nung sinasabi kanina ni Direk Matt na kung naging affirmative din naman yung relationship talaga, nararapat din na sa pag-exit natin sa relationship, maging creative or nakaka-build up pa rin. Hindi siya nagiging destructive para sa participants in the relationship. Ganda, ang dami kong natutunan sa inyong dalawa. Salamat po!
Salamat po! Salamat!
Ako din actually tsaka ang ganda kasi tayong tatlo siguro we agree na in a breakup both people maintain their dignity and value. Okay, pareho yan.
Yeah.
Lalong-lalo na kung pareho kayo na talagang dumaan talaga kayo sa maayos na relationship. Meron kayong highs and lows, no? Pero lahat naman ng relationship ganyan. Lahat ng mga relationship dumadaan sa highs and lows. At every person is unique. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na ganito ang mangyayari dyan kasi ganito din yung nangyari sa kakilala ko. Ang ganda ng discussion natin. Yan. Alright, siguro last words na lang. O baka may gusto pa kayong idagdag, Louie and Ate Benny, about breaking up. Na daanan lang ulit natin, no? Guys, ang mga points natin today sa breakup. Okay, ito talaga yung period na sa relationship. Hindi na to ellipsis, no? Hindi na to baka, no? Hindi naman.
Ito
talagang tatapusin mo na yung relationship, yung romantic relationship. Pag sinabi nating romantic relationship, either nagkalinawang kayo, na kayo na talaga, or matindi kayong MU, yung walang label pero ang trato niyo sa isa't isa, kayo na, no? 'Di ba sa Grody Podcast, ang sinasabi natin dito, dun sa last episode natin, hindi porke walang label ay walang masasaktan pag naghiwalay.
No.
Okay. So yung points natin sa breakups, walang takutan or hamunan. Okay? Oh, may bato-bato sa langit, no? Pangalawa, walang kasinungalingan sa breakups. Magsabi ka talaga kung ano yung reason mo. Pangatlo, walang mabilisan or paspasan, no? Huwag mong madaliin. Okay, huwag ka na lang biglang mawawala. Huwag kang magiging ghost dahil malayo pa ang November. Kung balak mo makipag-break ngayong March, no? Malayo pa. Huwag kang mauna. At walang gamitan, okay? And then yung mga points natin, consider your reasons, think it through. So ito na lang siguro yung last, no? Tapos na, break na, okay? Anong ibig sabihin nun? Kapag kunyari yung isang tao, ayoko, huwag kang makipag-break sa akin, no? Pag ganyan. Ito na yung last natin. Anong tip natin about that? For example, you're breaking up with a person and then the other person says, ayoko, wag, please, hindi, magbabago ako. Anong gusto mong gawin ko? Anong tip natin dyan?
Actually, di ba, sa mga pinag-usapan natin kanina, you have given the relationship a chance. You have thought it, through. You've sat through the feelings and all. You've communicated yung feelings mo and yung how you feel, what's not working in the relationship. You have to stick to your decision regardless right. of how your now ex responds. So kapag ka na, let's say, if they beg you to change your mind, sige na, please magbabago. Don't try to downshift ito. Nako, importante ito. Don't try to downshift the romance to friendship. It's alright, we can be friends.
O yan, nako.
Okay? You'd be offering false hope, my friend. Tapos sasabihin mo pa, alam mo, mahal kita eh. Mahal kita talaga. I love you, but I have to end this.
Right.
Huwag ka na mag-iiwan ng mga ganun na friend. Huwag ka na magsabi. Kasi that will leave hope for the person. Na mahal pa pala ako nitong taong to. Pwede pa akong umasa. Mahal pa niya Correct. Ako. Mahal Correct. Pa niya ako. Okay? If they get angry, nanggagaling, nakwento sa akin ng friend ko. Oo, yung mga to.
Right,
they get angry, nagalit, no? You have to, nagsabi ka na makapag-break ka, nagalit, okay? You have to stick to your decision pa din. Kailangan, Correct. And prioritize your safety. If the person is being angry, tapos naging violent, no? Call someone immediately right. or reinforcement. Kapag ka na lalungkot, sobrang, kanina may tanong si Direct Matt, no? Paano kung sinrete na wala na akong purpose sa life? I'm just gonna magsusuicide
end
ako.
It. Yeah.
So, I'm gonna end my life. You are my life. You are my everything. That's a very difficult situation. What you could do is to empathize with the person, acknowledge, I know this hurts for both of us. You have to seek help. Okay, hindi right. mo kaya yan. Hindi mo kaya yan.
Alam mo, dyan sa sinishare mo na yan, no? Kaya guys, it's important if you have a relationship, you involve others in the relationship, no?
That's right.
Yung friends natin from Just Press Play, sabi kanina, nag-umikot na yung mundo nyo sa isa't isa, na wala na kayong ibang support group, no? Relationships still need support. So, kung meron kayong partner na ganun yung sinasabi, no? Hindi, magpapakamatay na lang ako pag iniwan mo ko. Doon papasok yung importance ng mga taong nakasupport sa inyo. So, magandang-maganda na napag-usapan natin yan ngayon. Yan. So, ayan, yan. Ganda. Ganda ng discussion natin. Sabi ni GC Tuliva, no, stand your ground and create healthy boundaries, no.
Ganda. I love that.
Ganda niyan, GC, bro. Sobrang ganda niyan, no. And guys, ito, no, pagka ganun na yung nangyayari, no, na nagsasabi yung partner mo na hindi magbabago ako, if you think about it talaga, you have good, if you think about it and backtrack, no, bakit nga ba ako makikipag-break ulit, no? Malalaman mo, makikita mo na talagang may reason ka to break up. So, ituloy mo. Stand your ground. Pangatawanan mo. Kasi, hindi ka naman siguro masamang tao na trip-trip lang. Unless ganun ka, no? Na talagang playboy ka. Na makikipag-break ka lang, no? Pero if you really thought about it well and sa tingin mo dapat mag-end yung relationship, you will find you have good reasons for the breakup, no? Okay? So, may question dito about moving on, eh. Pwede ko bang sagutin?
Ha? Sure.
Sabi dito, how soon does a guy move on from a long-term relationship? Dapat ata may episode din tayo about moving on. Huh? Enough na ba yung healing or grieving time na 1 year or 2 years? No. You know what? If you're a guy, no, para sa akin yung mga guys, 1 year and 2 years, is very, is long. It's long, actually, for moving on. 2 years is long. 1 year, just enough, just right, no? And iba naman yung tips natin for moving on. Iba yung moving on. Pero sa tingin ko, ang 2 years mahaba. Ang isang taon, tama lang. Given na dun sa grieving period at pag-move on na period, nag-isip ka. Hindi ka naglaro.
Right.
Kasi minsan
I
yung
I feel like I wanna add to that direct, Matt.
Sige, ate.
I always believe that it's not really about the length of time, but rather what you do during, you know, during that period that can help facilitate moving on and healing. So, maaari sundin mo yung sinabi ni Direk Matt, which is very much accurate, ano rin, na parang, sige, intay ko lang yung 1 year, pero sa loob ng 1 year, stock ka pa rin ng stock.
Correct.
Alam mo yun? Yeah. Visit ka pa rin ng visit ng profile, diba? So, hindi mo rin masyadong na-utilize yung panahon na alam mo yun, pwede mo sanang magamit to develop yourself so that you can become, you know, a better lover in the future, di ba? So with that intention, doon sa 1 year or 2 years na sinabi ni Direk Matt, dapat you marry it with activities or exercises, right, that will help you, you know, become better. So yes, that's right, you grieve, but it's always with the intention of growing. So grieve, correct, towards growth.
Growth.
Gusto ko yan. Grieve towards growth. Oh.
Love that.
Itatype ko yun sa comments. Okay?
Comments!
Isang tanong. Pagka daw ba hindi pumayag, pagka nakikipag-break yung isa pero hindi pumayag yung isa, break na ba talaga? Oo naman. Diba? If one person says, break na tayo, kahit hindi kahit na ayaw mo, wala kang magagawa. Break na talaga kayo. And ano, bigay mo na sa kanya yon. Pwede ka magtanong kung bakit, pwede mong ipalinaw kung bakit habang nandun kayo sa moment na nakikipag-break siya sa'yo. Pero wag mo na siyang ikulong dahil ano, respeto na rin yon sa kanya. Yung iba nga, no, hindi tayo break. Boyfriend pa rin kita. O kaya girlfriend pa rin kita. Akin ka pa rin. Wag ganun. Hindi yun maganda. Alright? Ay, grabe. Ang haba pala nito.
Parang parasitic na ito ng relationship,
oo,
no?
Oo nga, parasitic na pagka ganun, no? Tama ka dyan, Ate Ben. Well, guys, it's been almost an hour, okay? It's been an hour. Thank you so much kasi nag-stay kayo. Alam nyo, ang Grody Podcast, gusto namin to mga ganitong discussion kasi naniniwala kami na dapat naiintindihan natin yung mga bagay-bagay behind things like this. Diba? Sa iba, ang breakup lang. Pero special guest yung Mac ni Louie. Tama. And in the Grody Podcast, we value what you think. We value your opinion. No? So if you want to comment, no, go ahead and just share your insights about how to break up. Comment about the topic tonight. And kung sa gitna nung discussion na-realize mo na, shucks, ako pala, kailangan ko ata na makipag-break or parang naiisip-isip ko na mag-break kami or parang nakipag-break sa akin recently pero hindi ko alam kung anong maiisip ko. If you need someone to listen to you, no, we want you to know that you can send us a message here sa Grody Podcast and we'd be happy to listen to you, offer you advice, and also help you grow deep in your understanding and conviction pagdating dun sa kinakaharap mo ngayon, no? So, Ate Ben, Louie, thank you so much kasi kasama namin kayo tonight sa episode na to, no? And again, guys, no, si Ate Benny, they also have a podcast. Go check them out on Spotify. It's Beings Together Podcast. Friends na friends yan ng Grody Podcast. Woo! Thank you for joining this episode. Ang Grody Podcast ay mapapakinggan nyo sa Spotify, Apple iTunes, and Google Podcasts. At pwede nyo kami i-contact dito sa Facebook. It's @growdeep.podcast. And it's ganun din sa Instagram. @growdeep.podcast on Instagram. Tell us what you think. And we'd be happy to interact with you online. Thank you, Ate Ben. Yeah. Ate Lou. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Direk.
Alright. See you again, guys, in the next episode. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope that you were blessed with this episode.
Kung gusto mo pang makarinig ng ibang episodes from the Grody Podcast, sundan mo lang kami sa Facebook, The Grody Podcast on Facebook, and sa Instagram, it's grodeep.podcast on Instagram. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple iTunes. So kung hindi mo pa kami na-follow, sana i-follow mo na kami. See you in the next episode. God bless!